It didn't make for a jolly read. Floods, food and water shortages, threats to human health. Those are just some of the consequences of global climate change, according to a report published Monday by the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. Scientists and officials say the document is the most comprehensive assessment to date of the impacts of climate change on the world. And their gloomy outlook is all because we continue to burn so many fossil fuels, coal, gas, oil, to meet our energy needs, pumping greenhouse gases into the atmosphere. Here's the panel's chairman, Dr. Rajendra Pachauri.
We have reasons to believe that if the world doesn't do anything about mitigating the emissions of greenhouse gases and the extent of climate change continues to increase, then the very social stability of human systems could be at stake.
So what are the economic consequences? Well, the report concludes that if the world's average temperature increases by 2 degrees Celsius from recent levels, then global economic output will shrink by between 0.2 and 2% a year. But the effects will vary in different parts of the world. In some scenarios, there would be economic benefits for countries that get warmer and wetter and consequently more fertile agriculturally. Drier weather in other regions would result in sharply lower crop yields. Benjamin Fiafor is a radio broadcaster on farm radio in Ghana. He told me farmers where he is are already seeing the mostly negative effects.
From the farmers we've been talking to just at the end of this season, most of them complain that at the time that their maize and rice was just about to tussle, there was too much rain, which was not expected, and this affected them. They lost a lot of their crops. Again, most of them complained that they were not able to plant at the time that they were expecting to plant. So they miss out on the normal rains that they normally expect every year. So the time for planting has changed. As a result of that, they sometimes find it very difficult to know whether to plant when the rain starts.
Is there anything the farmers that you speak to can do to adapt? Or is it just that they are just getting poorer as a result?
Some of them are very good at adapting, and they inform us about some of the things that they were doing, and we were very much impressed. Some are,
for example,
telling us that,
how do they adapt? Yeah,
one example they give consistently is using soil and water conservation methods. They mentioned the use of mulching. They also talked about making sure when they are planting, for example, yam. Previously, they have smaller mounds, but this time the mounds are bigger so that it can retain a lot of moisture. Some have resorted to the use of zero tillage, where they have some technical information from the Ministry of Food and Agriculture, helping them not to degrade the soil entirely. And also, some have also started planting some few trees to ensure that they have cover within the farming area. They are not cutting the trees as they used to.
But you were saying not everyone can adapt.
Some of them are just tenant farmers and they are not ready to do anything that will improve upon the land. They take the land, farm, and then move to another place. And those farmers are not able to adapt, and sometimes they lose most of their crops as a result.
Is farming becoming a more financially more dangerous profession because you're at the mercy of the elements to a much greater extent than perhaps you were in the past?
Yes, I can say to it that a majority of farmers in Ghana depend on rain-fed agriculture, and as a result of that, the variability of the rainfall can cause them to lose all their crops. Some have to plant twice because as it is now, this year, we are still in March. We've received a lot of rain, so farmers may rush and plant, but there could be a spell of drought that can cause them to replant again, causing them to spend more. And this is something that is happening, and they are really worried about it.
That was Benjamin Fiafor in Ghana.
For more interviews and analysis of global business, search for BBC World Business Report for our daily half-hour podcast.